This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to come to terms with the real level of threat right now from domestic terrorism on the right. There seems to have been something of a huge false alarm. Lots and lots of publicity about an attempt by some militia group to raid the Capitol building. And apparently, part of what the reports are indicating in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, all across the media, is that there were plans to kill specific members of Congress, including Nancy Pelosi. There was also, by the way, a public figure said publicly, a member of the bar, an officer of the court. Do you remember Lynn Wood, who was out there part of the crack legal team? He was never actually appointed by President Trump, but he was trying to help President Trump in some of those lawsuits. He called yesterday for the immediate execution by firing squad of Mike Pence. There are no words, except one of the words are, should they take a look at his law license? Should you be, I'm sorry, what'd you say? Secret Service, yes. I don't know if I, by the way, I just was researching this, as a matter of fact. They only gave Secret Service protection to ex-presidents in 1958. Before that, ex-presidents didn't have any. And I think ex-vice presidents still have Secret Service protection, but you're not supposed to need it from Republicans. And by the way, this was right on the hotline, right next to a piece about how apparently President Trump is not planning to renominate Mike Pence to run with him if he runs in 2024. What a shock that is, given the fact that loyalists like Lynn Wood are saying that Mike Pence should be executed. Honest to God, I think that the negativity toward Mike Pence is deeply, deeply, deeply demented. Which brings us back to this question of the demented rioters and who they were and what they had in common. Okay, the main thing they had in common is something that basically all perpetrators of every kind of violent crime have in common. And I'm sorry, it's a fact of life, and you're talking about over or close to 90%. Of the people who have been arrested were male. That's right. The murder rate in the United States is overwhelmingly male. I can assure you that the rape, it's over 90% of rape charges. There have been rape charges filed against women, but it's overwhelmingly male. For people who insist that there is no difference other than just discrimination between men and women, look at the crime stats, for goodness sake. Men are much more dangerous and much more likely to be involved in every kind of assault. But one of the general points of view about the rioters in the Capitol building was that these are young people, they're people who are unemployed, they may be incel people, people who can't get a date, they're unhappy, they're miserable, they're losers, they're on the extremes, and what you need to do is make sure that they get a job and they get a little bit older and get a little bit more responsible. Okay, there's a very, very fine piece in The Atlantic. And it's by a professor named Robert Pape, who teaches at the University of Chicago. And he is the director of what is called the University of Chicago Project on Security and Threats. And he writes in The Atlantic, on January 6th, a mob of about 800 stormed the U.S. Capitol in support of former President Donald Trump, and many people made quick assumptions regarding who the insurrectionists were, because a number of the rioters prominently displayed symbols of right-wing militias, for instance. Some experts called for a crackdown on such groups. Violence organized and carried out by far-right militia organizations is disturbing, but at least falls into a category familiar to law enforcement and the general public. However, a closer look at the people suspected of taking part in the Capitol riot suggests a different, potentially far more dangerous problem, a new kind of violent mass movement in which more normal Trump supporters, middle class and in many cases middle-aged people without obvious ties to the far right, joined with extremists in an attempt to overturn a presidential election. In recent weeks, Professor Pape writes, and we're trying to get him on the show, we'll see. He says, our team of more than 20 researchers has been reviewing court documents and media coverage for information on the demographics, socioeconomic traits, and militant group affiliations, if any, of everybody arrested by the FBI, the Capitol Police, and Washington, D.C. police for offenses related to January 6th. Of these suspects, 193 have been charged with being inside the Capitol building or with breaking through barriers to enter the Capitol grounds. We focused our research on those 193. We compared our findings on these suspected insurrectionists with demographic data that we'd previously compiled on the 108 individuals arrested by the FBI and local law enforcement around the country for violence related to right-wing political causes in the 5 years between 2015 and 2020. Okay, they come up with four conclusions. Here they are. First, the attack on the Capitol was unmistakably an act of political violence, not merely an exercise in vandalism or trespassing amid a disorderly protest that had spiraled out of control. The overwhelming reason for action, cited again and again in court documents, was that the arrestees were following Donald Trump's orders to keep Congress from certifying Joe Biden as the presidential election winner. Second, a large majority of suspects in the Capitol riot have no connection to existing far-right militias, white nationalist gangs, or other established violent organizations. By these standards, 20 of the Capitol arrestees we studied, one-tenth, can be classified as supporters of gangs, militias, or militia-like groups such as the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and Three Percenters. The role that such groups played in the riot has attracted considerable news coverage, but 89% of the arrestees have no affiliation with any known militant organization. That's important. That makes the situation, frankly, far less menacing, because it indicates that, no, this was not organized by extremists who want to kill people and destroy the country. Third, the demographic profile of the suspected Capitol rioters is different from that of past right-wing extremists. The average age of arrestees was 40. Two-thirds were 35 or older, and 40% are business owners or hold white-collar jobs. Unlike the stereotypical extremists, many of the alleged participants of the Capitol riot have a lot to lose. They work as CEOs, shop owners, doctors, lawyers, IT specialists, and accountants. Strikingly, court documents indicate that only 9% are unemployed. Of the earlier far-right extremist suspects we studied, 61% were under 35, and 25% were unemployed. And there is a final revelation that comes out in this research that's published in The Atlantic. We will get to that. And it's has to do with where the rioters come from. And it's a shock. We will get to that coming right up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, I know that for many people there was an instinctive reaction to what was witnessed at the Capitol Hill riots, the riots against the Capitol building on January 6th. And the reaction was, people who are doing this must be crazy, insane, maybe a whole bunch of homeless people, maybe people who are marginal, who can't support themselves or living in their cars, who are involved with the extremist neo-Nazi white supremacist organizations. Okay, none of that is true. None of that is true. Because there's an authoritative analysis by Dr. Robert Pape, who's director of the Chicago Project on Security and Threats, and he's a professor at the University of Chicago. And they have looked at this very carefully. And they found four things that were different about these rioters than they'd ever encountered before in analyzing either right-wing or left-wing violence. So something new, something different. And again, the first three things that I mentioned, first, it was unmistakably an act of political violence. It wasn't an exercise in vandalism or trespassing. There was a purpose to the riots. The purpose, they said, was to stop the election certification. And virtually everybody who's been arrested, and some of whom are facing long jail sentences for what they did, and there were 140 police officers injured. But the purpose of that injury and the purpose of the whole thing was political, was to stop an election. Second, a large majority of suspects in the Capitol riot had no connection with existing far-right militias. And not at all. None. And then third, the demographic profile showed that this wasn't a bunch of loose, drug-taking young people. Most of the people were middle class. And the average age of the people who were arrested was 40. Two-thirds of them were older than 35. And a full 40% were business owners or holders of white-collar jobs. Okay, and the fourth thing, and this is the amazing thing. These folks did not come mostly from the Deep South, from states like West Virginia, where Donald Trump won almost 70% of the vote. Not that West Virginia is the Deep South. They didn't come from Alabama. They didn't come from Montana or South Dakota. Fourth, most of the insurrectionists do not come from deep red strongholds. Wyoming, 70% of the people in Wyoming, home of Liz Cheney, 70% of the people in Wyoming voted for President Trump. These folks weren't from there. People familiar with America's political geography, Dr. Pape writes in Atlantic, might imagine the Capitol rioters as having marinated in places where they are unlikely to ever encounter anyone from the opposite side of the political spectrum. Yet of those arrested for their role in the Capitol riot, more than half came from counties that Joe Biden won. Only one-sixth, so less than 20%, came from counties that Trump won with less than 60% of the vote. This is remarkable. And part of what this indicates is I think a lot of people would assume that the most lily-white states in the country, the ones that have the least diversity, were the states that were most hostile to immigrants, that were the states that were most hostile to black people. That's not true. A lot of the most liberal states in the United States, or more liberal states in the United States, are states with a overwhelmingly white populations. The states that appear to have the highest levels of fear and resentment and racial animus are states where things are very mixed. And what they're finding out about these rioters is they weren't people who have never encountered liberals. They're people who lived in places where they encountered plenty of liberals and don't like them. I mean, clearly don't like them. What he says in conclusion, Dr. Pape, about the people who promulgated this riot, he says, what's clear is that the Capitol riot revealed a new force in American politics. not merely a mix of right-wing organizations, but a broader mass political movement that has violence at its core and draws strength even from places where Trump supporters are in the minority. Preventing further violence from this movement will require a deeper understanding of its activities and participants. And the two of us, the authors of this article, do not claim to know which political tactics might ultimately prove helpful. But Americans who believe in democratic norms should be wary of pat solutions. Some of the standard methods of countering violent extremism, such as promoting employment or waiting patiently for participants to mellow with age, probably won't mollify middle-aged, middle-class insurrectionists. And simply targeting better established right-wing organizations will not prevent people like the Capitol rioters from trying to exercise power by force. Okay. First of all, I think there's an assumption here that everyone is making. I not only hope that they're wrong, but I believe that they're wrong. And the assumption is that this is only the beginning. That we're going to have many, many more incidents like this, and we're going to have many more incidents of people storming Capitol buildings. And because this somehow worked. It didn't work. And one of the things that I think can help to discourage this kind of attack again is a united response by everybody, right, left, center, and certainly by the authorities that this is unacceptable. And no, people who threaten to kidnap the governor of Michigan, no matter how delusional that plan may have been, that's not acceptable. You don't go with that. The whole idea is affirming law and order and democratic norms. And one of the problems with this, and one of the reasons I do not believe that this is likely to be repeated again and again and again, is because all of this grows from a sense of victimization based upon the honest belief of many of the rioters that the election had been stolen. Is that a reasonable belief? No, it's a very unreasonable belief based on no evidence. But is that a belief that is going to be promulgated and made permanent and permanently a threat to America? Tell you why not, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
We got better stuff to do.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is formally moving ahead with debate on a sweeping stimulus package. Democrats having to clear a procedural hurdle to get it there, and it passed 51-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie between Democrats and Republicans. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson requesting the entire bill be read out loud.
Rural health care, Section 1003, Pandemic Program Administration Funds, Section 1004, funding for the USDA, Office of Inspector General.
After the bill is read in its entirety, there will then be 20 straight hours of debate. The governors of Texas and Mississippi aren't happy with President Biden's reaction to them ending their coronavirus restrictions. Biden suggesting their decisions were motivated by Neanderthal thinking, many businesses still requiring people to wear masks in both states. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, take advantage of some of the more pleasant weather. I don't know how much longer it's going to last. By getting out and about, and you can enjoy that and have a better time with it with Relief Factor. If you have aches and pains or just wake up feeling creaky sometimes, if you ever have that feeling, try Relief Factor. It really does help, and you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's one of those things that people order the Quick Start, which is just $19.95 for 3 whole weeks of Relief Factor. People who order it, 70% order more, because this natural dietary supplement actually works. Try it. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. You'll be very glad you did, as so many of our listeners are. I am talking about relief from right now. It seems to me a growing craziness about the threat of right-wing extremism. Now, I'm not saying it's not a threat. Of course it is. And I read recently about Spokane, Washington, where a group of Nazis both handed out flyers, Holocaust denial flyers, and drew swastikas and other anti-Semitic slogans on a synagogue in Spokane, the other side of our state. So, and of course I feel this, and of course it's horrible, and it's despicable. But the idea that right now we are facing a danger that is comparable to the danger of jihadi violence, to which the United States responded, and it appears to be a danger which has begun to recede around the world, partially because of a response by the Bush administration, by the Obama administration, and by the Trump administration. The jihadi threat was based upon minimally, the lowest number of people who supported the idea of violent jihad, of terrorism against the West, was 100 million. And it was probably much more than that. More than a billion Muslims in the world, and polling showed that a substantial percentage, not a majority, but a substantial percentage, at one time supported acts of random and horrific violence, such as we saw perpetrated by Al-Qaeda, by ISIS, by those various groups. Right now, people don't appear to be worried about them. They're much more worried about what really is a few thousand people. It's not millions. It's not hundreds of thousands, even. There are these kooks and these creeps and these extremists. So yesterday, there was testimony, which is just riveting and very disturbing, by General William J. Walker, who is the commander of the D.C. National Guard. And one of the things that he said is that he had called the responsible people in the Defense Department, because the Defense Department was taking responsibility for any deployment of the D.C. National Guard. And he had called them, and so had the head of the Capitol Police, Chief Sund at the time, he since has resigned, and said, "We need help. We don't have enough cops here." What's fascinating to me is, you know how many National Guardsmen they were talking about sending over? 150. Now, the total crowd was much bigger than that, but if you believe these numbers that we're now getting, that about 800 people actually entered the Capitol building, it's a lot of people. It can cause a lot of trouble. It did cause a lot of trouble. But the idea that this was an act of organized terror, that's something that this study by the University of Chicago seems to rebut. Was it political violence? Sure. Was it a terrorist attack where there was an attempt to deliberately kill people? Not so obvious. Yes, they chanted things like "Hang Mike Pence." And yes, there have been people who have been right-wing extremists and white supremacists like that Dylan Roof, who murdered the 9 people at Bible study in Charleston. There was that. There's the synagogue shooting that took 11 lives in Pittsburgh. The other synagogue shooting in Poway. There are all kinds of incidents, but in terms of an organized international movement that is in any way comparable to ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, it's not a comparable threat. And it seems to me that part of that fact that people were not conditioned to the idea that this is not comparable to an Al-Qaeda attack helps to explain why the Defense Department handled the January 6th so horribly. First of all, they had no defense secretary. They had an acting defense secretary because Mike Esper, who was, a decent guy, had left the Trump administration. He didn't get along with Trump. And they had an acting secretary, and it took them over 3 hours to move the National Guardsmen a couple of miles and finally to put an end to the riots. But you're also talking about 150 National Guardsmen, not 10, 20, 30,000. By the way, concerning the rioting, remember the QAnon shaman? His real name is Jacob Chansley, and his mother was on TV on 60 Minutes defending his actions. He was defending his own actions. He actually said that he's asked to describe his actions in his own words. This is the guy with the horns on his helmet and the long hair, and he said, "I sang a song, and that's a part of shamanism. It's about creating positive vibrations in a sacred chamber. I also stop people from stealing and vandalizing that sacred space, the Senate. I actually stop people from stealing muffins out of the back room." So does that mean he's supposed to get off? This is what his mother had to say on 60 Minutes, clip 10A.
Do you see anything wrong with what your son did?
What do you mean by wrong? What, like, wrong? He didn't, he went through open doors. He was escorted into the Senate. So I don't know what's wrong with that.
This was an attack on the U.S. Capitol, and your son was a part of it, whether or not you say he was violent. Do you see the gravity of it?
Of course. Of course. I feel the gravity of it because my son is in, you know, he's where he is right now. So if he could take it back, he would. I know that he's sorry, but again, it all comes back to he walked through open doors.
Did it look like the doors were just peacefully open to the public?
Peacefully is why the word peacefully? I mean, the doors were open. They were letting people in.
They were overcome by a group of people, many of whom were armed.
Jacob wasn't a part of that.
Okay, he was carrying a rather large staff with him. No, go ahead, continue. Okay. We will get to the rest of the comments by the mother of the QAnon shaman. Look, how is it possible that human beings still believe in QAnon, given the fact that the return of President Trump, as they were expecting, like Return of the King in Lord of the Rings, they're expecting that today, didn't happen. We'll get to that and more coming up.
Best show on the radio.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the QAnon shaman who wasn't quite as blameless and innocent as mommy said that he was. He actually was carrying a weapon into the Senate chamber with him. It was a spear that had been attached to a flagpole, which prosecutors consider to be a weapon. He also left a note for Vice President Mike Pence at his desk in the front of the Senate chamber. And the note to Mike Pence, and again, the obsession with some of these crazy people of attacking a conservative patriot like Mike Pence, it's just sickening. And it's why these folks may be many things, but they're not conservative. He had written the QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley had written, "It is only a matter of time. Justice is coming." And he said, "I said a prayer in that sacred chamber," meaning the Senate, "because it was my intention to bring divinity and to bring God back into the Senate. When reminded," this is on 60 Minutes, "that it was illegal for him to even enter the Senate chamber," he said, "Well, that's a very serious regret." His mother also had this to say when she was explaining what he did on 60 Minutes.
"I hear you saying, well, my son was there, but he wasn't a part of the bad part of it."
Right. Well, I think that's really important to understand that.
But wasn't all of that bad? Wasn't any attack on the Capitol, any interruption of our democratic process, isn't all of that bad?
No, I don't think that the process of being able to go and exercise your right to free speech and to stand up for what you believe is right.
But it is not your right to interrupt the democratic process. It is not your right to breach the Capitol, to go where you are not legally allowed to be.
You know what I would say to that is, I don't think it's right that it was won fraudulently. I don't believe it was won fairly at all. Absolutely not.
Okay, even for people who believe that, can't there be a concession on the part of the overwhelming majority of people. And this is a crucial, crucial difference, why this is not comparable to the Islamo-Nazi terror threat or anything else. Because for people who still believe that President Trump really won the election, by the way, I don't think that President Trump believes that. I know he says it. He says it incessantly. It is not possible. It's an 11 million vote gap, and it's thousands and thousands of votes. Stop. But for people who do believe it, I think people can acknowledge that certainly in retrospect right now, it's a terrible, terrible mistake, plus a crime, to interfere with the legal, democratic process in which Republicans were going to protest, but where even with a Republican control of the Senate, and that was when the Senate was still under Republican control, the entire notion that somehow that justified storming the Capitol building and interrupting that process, I think most people don't share. And this is a very key difference. One of the things that really shocked me on a long ago trip to Israel was that there was a Palestinian school in the Palestinian Authority named after Sirhan Sirhan, who had murdered Robert Kennedy. In other words, people can look at Sirhan, and it doesn't matter what your politics was. As people know, I was there that night that Robert Kennedy was shot. And what he did was despicable. You don't name a school after someone like that. You don't name hospitals after suicide bombers, which was happening in the Islamic world. You don't do that. And by the way, that's part of the point here, and why I think that some of the dangers that people feel about the rise of the crazy right, of the QAnon right, there really are no places where people are honored for those views. And the fact that, that the people who actually perpetrated the violence on Capitol Hill, and yes, it is violent to destroy property and to battle with cops and to send 140 cops to the hospital, it's all violent. The number of people on the right, even in very, very pro-Trump territory, who would justify that violence and say, well, they did the right thing. It's minuscule. It's very small. You are not going to get any honor. You are not going to get any advancement. Have you heard of anyone, Dylan Roof, evil, evil white supremacist who murdered 9 people of color while they were at Bible study, including the minister who was leading the Bible study? It's an unspeakably evil act, beyond belief. Have you heard anyone publicly saying, oh, yeah, let's help support this guy? What he did was a good thing. We are not talking about a mass movement and the kind of mass movement that would sustain this sort of violence. And what provokes it is a sense of victimization. It's a sense of people believing and being told by demagogues that you are victims of an evil system. America isn't evil. America remains a remarkable place. And that brings me to something that I think we're going to talk about at greater length tomorrow, but I still can't believe it. Apparently, there is now a new project across Washington State where it was demonstrated at a school board meeting at Edmonds for the Edmonds School District's school board. They say, we respectfully acknowledge, Edmonds, Washington, we respectfully acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of Duwamish, Skokomish, Snohomish, Snoqualmie, and Suquamish, and other Coast Salish tribes. Really? That no Pledge of Allegiance but that? We will get to that next time. We do have a film. And it's a film you can see for free on YouTube. It's really, really a great one. It's only 13 minutes long, and will actually enrich your life. Just listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A remarkable short film about real-life classical and jazz music star Chris Bowers features his interactions with his 91-year-old grandfather in A Concerto is a Conversation, streaming now on YouTube.
Did you ever picture yourself do what you're doing now?
Lately, actually, I've been wondering whether or not I'm supposed to be in the spaces that I'm in or supposed to have gotten to the point that I've gotten to.
With Selma's Ava DuVernay as executive producer, this flat-out wonderful little movie is infused with reverence and joy, telling the touching story of a family's unlikely rise to artistic achievement, culminating with a premiere of a new violin concerto. There are more satisfactions in this family-friendly 13-minute masterpiece than most films 10 times its length. Times its 4 stars for A Concerto is a Conversation, and you should join in that conversation.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And one of the things that is amazing about that little film is Chris Bowers' grandfather, who's 91 years old, who dominates the conversation in the film, actually, began in a very bleak part of the hyper-segregated South, and then found his way forward, and his son, Chris Bowers, he actually is an amazingly charismatic musician, very gifted. He won an Oscar before he was 30. I believe the youngest film composer ever to win an Oscar for Best Musical Score for the movie Green Book. This is just such a lovely film. It makes you feel good about music and feel good about America. It's called A Concerto is a Conversation, and again, it's available for free on YouTube. Next time on the MedVed Show, we'll be speaking with Heather McDonald all about the police reform efforts. What's the Republican alternative to the so-called George Floyd bill? We will get to that. We will also be talking about a theory that says that the devastating storms in Texas were a fake. It wasn't real snow. Fake snow? Well, it's a theory, where we'll consider it next time in this greatest nation on God's green.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.